This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers and Felix Cindy mail, bulk mail haulers, as well as our suicide jockeys out there getting the job done hauling the gas and the diesel. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from UndergroundUSA.com, that's UndergroundUSA.com, we have Frank Salvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Boy, after all that, I'm out of breath. But anyway, but after that, how about we say the pledge and get rolling? Ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I got to start the show with this. Nancy Pelosi showed up over the weekend. She was filmed all the way over and into and all the way back by a film crew. She took a trip to Ukraine, showed up in Kyiv with President Zelensky, and the first thing that all the ladies noticed was she showed up in high heels.
Yeah, this was she needed this for the midterms. This is all about, we're doing something about something. Because when you go, you know, you start taking stock of what they've done over the past 2 years, when it gets to the midterms, they've done nothing. So she's got to sensationalize something. And being able to control the video and the narrative on something as, and this is not the right word to use, but I think people will understand it, something as popular as the Ukraine-Russia conflict, she hopes to spin that to her advantage. I don't think it's going to work, but that's the way the far left inside the Beltway mindset works.
Well, you're right, and I totally get what you're saying. And, of course, while she was there, the Russians greeted her with a little, not close to her, but over in Odessa, they greeted her with a missile strike on a military airfield that apparently hit a hangar containing U.S. and European countries' weapons and ammunition supplied to the Ukraine, and it destroyed the hangar and everything in it.
Well, and obviously that's a message that was being sent. They know where things are. They don't want them to have this equipment. So militarily, it's something they would be targeting. I'm kind of stunned. Well, not stunned, I guess, but a little surprised that the far left and the global leaders, as it were, I get that the UN leader went over there to say that, you know, we're behind you and we want to help.
Mm-hmm.
But to have members of Congress going into a war zone and using this for political propaganda, I just don't think it's appropriate. And if I'm the Ukrainian people, I'm taking a little bit of an issue with it. You know, Nancy Pelosi going to a war zone, Adam Schiff going to a war zone, bringing a film crew, making this about them instead of what's actually going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just opportunistic to the point of being sickening.
Yeah. Our pal George, by the way, the Godfather, is saying good morning to us, and then he also adds, but how about the border, our border?
Well, they don't recognize that as something that that will help them in November. So they don't want to go anywhere near the border. You know, you had Mayorkas, the Dorcas, go in front of Congress saying with the tired old line that it's still domestic terrorism. That's the biggest threat to the American people. And he won't even answer questions on known terrorists that are coming over the border.
Well, let me.
So they don't want to talk about the border. It's not advantageous to them. They'd rather send Nancy over with some ice cream and high heels over to Ukraine and film it.
Let me throw this at you. Being a Democrat is not cool anymore, and here's why. There was a time when being a Democrat was cool. President Kennedy, the Democratic Party, had just turned a corner. The past was left behind. The preservation of our freedom and our culture, with Democrats finally beginning to welcome African Americans into the fold, because after all, they were not the party they were the party of slavery. Now it became all important, and Kennedy and the Democrats saw the future and jumped in with both feet. Now JFK was the personification of cool, young, handsome, intelligent, articulate, and he loved America. He was a veteran who served his country in time of war. Kennedy was willing to do whatever was necessary to protect America, yet he understood war and the hazard of the slouching, uncontrolled, unchecked descent into it. Now, JFK was a classic liberal, but more important, a Kennedy liberal. He was his own brand, an anti-communist and a fiscal conservative, not seen today. Opposed to a strong centralized government, not seen today. He believed in states' rights and a strict construction of the Constitution. He wasn't a big spender either, especially when it came to the military. And Kennedy believed in equality, never mentioned equity, civil liberties, meritocracy, or free trade, or a market economy. Boy, could we use him now. All right, All right, hold that thought, Frank. We're coming right back right after these messages. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Okay, we are going to do it. Thanks very much, Frank, and we'll be right back to Frank in a minute. Now, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. That is the flagship dealership for Moss Nissan right there in Newport Richey at 1954, asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, this past weekend at the gun show up in Brooksville, we did something totally different. The guys and gals from from Crystal River brought down some vehicles and set them up right there at the gun show, right directly across the street from where I was, right there in the fairgrounds, inside the gates, and I was in the big exhibit hall, and they were right out in front of the hall across the way. I was looking right out at them, and I'm telling you, they were giving away a special water cooler that was like a refrigerated cooler that was like a refrigerator, because you could plug it into the back of the pickup truck, and it would act just like a refrigerator. Or you could put ice in it and it would act that way, whichever you wanted to do. So they were giving that away, and everybody wanted that cooler. They really did. So it was amazing how they were busy, and of course I was busy shaking hands and giving stuff away. But Moss Nissan, they get customers from all over the place. The Panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Midwest, the Upper Midwest, as well as all the way out as far as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with the Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, they've got the You Serve, You Save program, which is very important because all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors get great care taking care of them. Now, the Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, the flagship store at Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And coming, it looks like in July now, coming sometime in July, Moss Nissan in Brooksville. Went by the new building Saturday, and it's moving right along. It's moving right along. Now, you can check them out online, Moss, MAUSNissan.com. Remember, their motto, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. MossNissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And if you go see Sean at Newport Richey and tell him the captain sent you, you'll save a bunch of money. All right, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com is back with us. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We've got Mary on the line, and she's been waiting patiently with a question. So, Mary, what's your question?
Hey, good morning. I would like to just ask, how many people does Frank think absolutely are out here that still don't get it, that are still willing to go along with the flow and still are on the Biden side? It's amazing to me that there's a lot of people out here that wouldn't even consider that there's something else going on around here. And by the way, a lot of these people are rich. So it's almost like it's not just a few people at the top on the Great Society type stuff. It's a lot of other people as well, ordinary people with higher incomes that really don't want to give up anything that they have either, and that are still buying into the left side. There's a lot of people out there that do not read what the type of material Frank writes, anybody else, and are absolutely think there is a cult of Trump out here, and won't even consider anything else but their way.
Mary, when you said rich, did you mean rich, rich?
Rich, rich. Not rich. Down in St. Pete, rich.
Okay.
You still see Biden stickers.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. Okay, go ahead, Frank.
Well, you know, when you look at the polls, you've still got a solid 27 to 30% of the people who think he's doing a decent job.
Yep.
You know, these are the people who are just disengaged. They are so hyper-focused on me, that they don't care to do anything but listen to, read the headlines of the headline in the mainstream media, and that's where they glean their news. And they're still gleaning their news from social media. But, you know, even though social media seems to be dying in the news sphere.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the people you're never going to get. These are the hardcore people. They've done such a good job in our universities of shoving the idea that we should probably give socialism and communism a chance, and capitalism is very, very bad, into almost two generations now, that when you talk to the younger voters on campus, not just the rich people, the younger voters on campus, they think socialism is okay. So
yeah,
they don't really see a lot of stuff that's wrong that's coming down the pike. As for the rich on the left, they're just a bunch of narcissistic, self-centered, me-first, selfish people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they don't care if the Great Reset's coming.
Right.
They don't care if the Federal Reserve is crashing our economy. They just don't care. But that's why we have to talk politics with our neighbors.
Yep.
It's an absolute must.
Yep. All right, well, let's go back to the phone line here. Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. As far as you said a minute ago about Kennedy, you think he's a good president and stuff like that, I think that the modern-day guy amplifies a lot of what he did, or at least a good part, is Ron DeSantis. And I was just wondering what the chances are of either DeSantis running against Trump, with Trump, and the how would you think that is going along as far as he thinks that deal would be? All right, that's good, Captain.
Okay, well, number one, I don't think DeSantis should run with Trump, period, because he's got plenty to do here in Florida. What do you think?
He's already stated point blank that he's not going to run, and that and that's because there's too much to do in Florida still. If he does run after that declaration, there's a credibility problem. You know, he said he would set himself up for that criticism. Well, you said you weren't going to run, and you flip-flopped and changed your mind. Right now, the guy is so solid that if he just keeps his word and stays in Florida for one more term,
yep,
he can walk into the Oval Office.
Yep, or the Senate or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever he wants, but I think he set himself up for the Oval. I don't think he needs to worry about the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
He's got such positive national recognition that he could probably win the nomination hands down. As for Trump running, you know, it's not popular with a lot of people who listen to this show, but I really don't want the guy to run. He's got a chance to be a kingmaker that is generational.
Yep.
He's got a chance to be the Richard J. Daley of the Republican Party at this point, anointing people because of their policies, not because of their cult of personality, to be able to change the way politics is in the United States, much more powerful than 4 more years of the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
It's shaping generations to come. It's a higher calling.
Mm-hmm.
So I really hope he's considering doing something much, much larger for the country than trying to get the White House back. Being able to anoint people, being able to influence an entire movement and change people's ideas from cult of personality to cult of policy. That's being able to say the economy is more important. Do it, you know, moving morally to the set, you know, to more to the right, away from this far left anti-human type of thought pattern,
mm-hmm.
anti-individualism. You know, he's got a chance here to help save our society, and it doesn't involve sitting in the Oval Office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't. Yeah, I don't want to see DeSantis run with him, and I really hope Trump thinks higher than what many people are saying he's thinking right now.
Well, let's get into what the Democrats, today's Democrats, want, because it's pretty obvious. And when I start talking about this, you're going to understand who it is that's pushing the buttons on the other side. Very, very easy to understand when I start this. Number one, censorship. Under the guise of banning hate speech, they do not permit criticism. The DHS just created the Disinformation Governance Board with that whack-a-mooner that's on there. It sounds like a sort of Ministry of Truth from Orwell's 1984, and that's what it was called in the book. We're being told it's to rebut human smuggling organizations, peddling misinformation to exploit vulnerable migrants. Anyone with the slightest cognitive ability knows the claim is misinformation in itself.
Yeah, and I'm going to go and use the term disinformation, because misinformation means a mistake. Disinformation means it's on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've got this Nina Jankowicz, and boy, oh boy, look into this woman. She comes from the Woodrow Wilson Center. She was a Fulbright Clinton Fellow.
Oh, yeah.
She studied in Moscow. You know, and just, she has no right. She shouldn't be anywhere near that.
Hold that thought, because we, hold that thought, Francis. We are going to get into this. We're going to get into this. The woman also studied the same courses, took the same course that Barack Obama taught when it came to community organizing. How about that? Common or what? We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A congressional group led by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi went to Ukraine over the weekend to talk unity.
We are proud to convey to him a message of unity from the Congress of the United States, a message of appreciation from the American people for his leadership, and admiration to the people of Ukraine for their courage.
It should be noted the congressional group delivering a message of unity was a partisan group of Democrats. Republicans were not on the trip.
Russia says it's pulling out of the International Space Station over sanctions meant to punish the country for Russia's violent invasion. State media outlet TASS made the announcement. The decision has been taken already, and we're not obligated to talk about it publicly. That's a quote from General Director Dmitry Rogozin, the head of Russia's space agency, Roscosmos. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And you know, if you've been listening to this show or any other show where you've seen Mike Lindell or heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow have been offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now it's time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Because right now, you can get a buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow bed sheets. Remember the Giza sheets we talked about? How about that? That's a tremendous deal. And then you got the Giza Elegance My Pillows. That's the top-of-the-line pillows. That's not the cheapo 1995s. That's the top-of-the-line pillows. Buy one, get one. And then they've got the six-piece towel sets. Now, those are the sets where the bath towel actually fits you. You know, a big guy like me, the bath towel actually works. How about that for once? And roll and go anywhere. My pillows, which are the ones that are the ones you travel with, and they've got American flags, or maybe they've got Trump on them, or maybe they've got My Pillow emblems, or the U.S. or something like that. But they're very decorative, and so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code Captain, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Now, don't miss the incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on the select products. And you'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Now, there's a deal. That's a $20 value. So, call them. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. Or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code is always Captain. All right, back to Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And, Mr. Frank, thanks for sticking around. We appreciate it.
Of course, anytime and always.
All right, so censorship, it's to monitor the unfriendly speech that's being said, and I hardly need to provide further examples because Elon Musk has done it admirably.
Well, I mean, he doesn't shop in censorship. He just kind of gave us a solution. So far, you know, let's not throw roses at his feet just yet. Let's see exactly what happens.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people disappointed me politically over the last 20 years, and I don't put it past anybody to pop up a surprise.
Now I'm going to.
That said, censorship, you know, we've got a problem with it. It's, you want to talk about having a pandemic?
Yep.
Or an epidemic? We have one with the attack against free speech, not only in the United States, but in Western culture.
Yeah. And this, this person, this, what's her name?
Nina Jankowicz.
Boy, oh boy, what a character. What a character. And I mean, she's a card-carrying freaking communist.
Well, okay, this is, you know, obviously Biden's picking all partisans for every position that he can fill. It's the creation of this disinformation governance board under the Department of Homeland Security that should give people cause for pause. The creation of this board in and of itself should be actionable. And this is where the right, you know, we criticize the right for always being slow to respond and not taking a page out of the left's playbook. But the deep pocket legal institutions on the right side of the aisle need to get off their asses and flood the federal court system with First Amendment lawsuits over this. This department, this board, should not exist. We can't make the same mistakes of the past. We made mistakes with passing laws under, you know, going all the way far back as Adams. But Woodrow Wilson was the most egregious. FDR was another one that was entirely egregious. You know, you get into what Obama did. 38 journalistic organizations published an open letter saying you're not being transparent, you're using censorship, and just thumbed their nose. Didn't care. We're going to do it anyway.
Well, didn't he use the Espionage Act as the excuse for that?
Yes. Yes, national security. We can't tell you anything that we're doing because of national security.
Mm-hmm.
BS. BS. You know, now you've got a governance board that's going to talk about disinformation. The big thing to consider here with how egregious this is that politicians are going to decide what is disinformation and what is not.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
You know, we saw this happen under COVID, where they were silencing people who were saying, you better take a look at not only alternative courses of action on this disease, this virus, but you better look at the vaccines you're making, because there are byproducts from this that you just haven't thought about that are entirely dangerous to whole demographics. They shut them down, said, you can't be heard. That's a redress of government. That's not only a violation of First Amendment free speech rights, it's also a violation of First Amendment rights to redress your government.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a big constitutional issue that the right has to get off their asses and take some action on.
But we now know that what was done from the beginning with the COVID was wrong. Herd immunity, like people were talking about, these doctors without borders and all that stuff, that were talking about this, that, and the other, that would have worked so much quicker. And by the way, the Florida model was the model to use, and they didn't use it.
Well, that's one more reason that DeSantis shouldn't be running for president right now.
Mm-hmm.
If Florida fell, if Florida was sacrificed for the country, then Texas stands alone, and they will fall quickly because the entire far-left apparatus would only have one spot to concentrate on. Imagine Florida not here during the COVID, the COVID scene. Imagine Florida not here to be able to combat the wokeness at Disney.
Let me ask
very,
you,
very bad for the country.
Let me ask you a question. It's pretty obvious from where I'm sitting, and I talked about this earlier in the evening, just by some statements that were made because it sounded, if I closed my eyes and I hadn't known it was somebody else saying the statements that were made, I would have thought I was listening to Barack Obama, because these people sound like Barack Obama on steroids, a lot of these people.
Gee, I wonder why.
Because he's involved in the middle of it, isn't he?
People have got to get over the idea that Barack Obama was that bright. He's not that bright. This is his team. These are the same puppet masters that were pulling his strings back in power. Mm-hmm. This is the radical far left. These are the people like Soros and Valerie Jarrett and Eric Holder. These people, this thing back to the radical 60s when they were pushing Marxism onto the country.
Mm-hmm.
These are the same people who are back in power because they never left Washington after Obama left office.
Correct.
They never said die. They never acknowledged that there was a shift in the American the dialogue and the American lexicon where the pendulum got to swing back to the center. They refused to do it. They captured it. They're holding on the left. We can thank the bureaucracy for that. The fact that they have been appointing people to mid and high level positions in agencies and departments and commissions for years and decades, ever since before Clinton, and the right does nothing to purge them when they come back into power. So that bureaucracy, that far left bureaucracy, has never left. And that's why we're teetering on embracing the Great Reset and just handing the United States over to global governance, because we're taking a knee to the Federal Reserve, which is not a government entity.
No.
And everybody needs to read The Creature from Jekyll Island. It is a must read. It will explain why we're going through the economic problems that we are today and who's to blame. And it is the far left going as far back again as the Woodrow Wilson administration.
Well,
we're in trouble here, and we've got to act on it, and that means getting knowledge. So stop reading the headlines and pretending you know the entire article. Read it.
Well, I'm going to finish with the other points that were in here. Open borders, number two. Number three, call everyone racist who disagrees. Number four, stop climate change. Number five, crime is the fault of society. Number six, win every election. And number seven, the destruction of our society. And in here it talks about the fundamental transformation of America. And I remember somebody that was a president that said that.
and he was a precursor to Biden.
Yep, and he's back again. All right, well, Frank, I appreciate you sticking around. We will talk more about this on Friday, because this is not going away anytime soon. Thank you, my friend. All right, Frank Silvato, Underground USA. Go over there, check it out, find out all the great things that he does. And I'll be right back with more Patrick Island on sports.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamgaday.com. teamgaday.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone, who you normally hear on his program from 11 to 12 on Sundays right here on my flagship station. By the way, he has a podcast up now. I'm doing it for him until he gets his sea legs underneath him, and you'll see it on my podcast page, and I also posted it over on the Sports Zone Facebook page, so it's over there too. So, Mr. Patrick Hyland, what's up?
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Well, we're going to have NASCAR today. They had a rainout, and they're in Dover. A lot of crazy weather going on here in the U.S. of A. So, unfortunately, it postponed the race in Dover. But, hey, so maybe during the lunch break, they're starting at 12 o'clock today. They can watch the NASCAR race. So that should be a lot of fun for people who can watch it. Unfortunately, the people that were there yesterday, obviously a lot of them have to go back to work today, so they're going to miss out. So that's the negative of that. You know, it happens in golf sometimes. No, it's happened in NASCAR. And speaking about golf, John Rahm went down in Mexico. And he's a very excellent golfer, Captain. He's always in contention. And congratulations to him. And it was a beautiful course down there in Mexico. And it was a fun tournament to watch if you had the opportunity. So. Also, NBA is heating up now. The Warriors edged out the Grizzlies. Everybody thought Golden State would just walk right over Memphis. Well, Memphis hung in there, but at the end, the Golden State Warriors came out. Steph Curry, the great basketball player for Golden State, is really starting to heat up like he did a couple years ago. If he can keep playing like that, it's going to be tough to beat Golden State. They're finding a way to win. And then also, Captain, the Milwaukee Bucks shut down the Mr. Tatum and the Celtics to take game one. And it just looked like it was going to be a Boston and Golden State or a Boston and a Phoenix here, or maybe the Miami Heat.
I'd like to see Miami, but I got a feeling somehow or another Phoenix is going to slip into this.
Yeah, and, you know, we'll see what happens in that department. You're right. And then also, but Miami's lucking out because the star Embiid player for, you know, is not going to Miami. He's not going to make the trip from the 76ers down to Miami. So
wow.
He's looking to come back for game three or four. So that's where that's going to end up. And hockey, you know, they're starting today, Captain. Playoffs are starting today. We're going to see if the Tampa Bay Lightning can three-peat or not. They'll play at 7:30 today. The Carolina Hurricanes will take on the Boston Bruins, and the Lightning are taking on the Maple Leafs. It's hard to believe that the odds makers are predicting the Tampa Bay Lightning as underdogs against the Maple Leafs. Champion.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I guess they just don't think they can go, and the Maple Leafs are a good team. But I think the Lightning can give them everything they have, but we shall see. I hope the Tampa Bay Lightning can go deeper into the playoffs so it doesn't look like, you know, the first two Stanley Cups they won, you know, get knocked out a little bit. Boy, if they could three-peat, what a miracle that would be.
Well, yeah, there's only one other team that I know that did it, and it was the Montreal Canadiens.
Yeah.
So I don't know of any other team that did it. I could be wrong, but that's the only team I know of.
Yeah, that's the only thing popping in my mind. Also, Captain, as well as, you know, a lot more teams in hockey now, and the playoffs are a lot longer. I mean, the three-peat now, you have to win 16 games. That's not easy, man.
No.
Not easy at all. So, the Wild are taking on the Blues, you know, also at 9:30. They're the last but not least out there on the list of the world. The Edmonton Oilers will take on the L.A. Kings up there in Old Canada at 10 o'clock tonight. So it should be a lot of fun for people that want to watch hockey and see what happens there, Captain. I'm looking forward to some good series in hockey. I know you are also. So.
Well, I would rather watch a good hockey game than I would a basketball game, to be honest with you.
Yes, yes. I think a lot of people would say that. Hockey, the whole game, you know, the momentum can change so much. Just that one goal, one series. Like in football, the momentum can just change and end the game. Basketball, you know, it just goes back and forth to the last 2 minutes. So that's how a lot of people view those sports.
And yeah, up and down, 3 point, 3 point, up and down, 3 point, 3 point. That's what they do.
Yeah.
At least with hockey, you're zigzagging all over the freaking place, you know. As a matter of fact, it's always a lot of fun following the puck.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it really is. I mean, it's amazing sport, to say the least. I have to give the Yankees credit, Captain. They're 16-6, played at 720 pace. That's impressive, man. That's impressive.
Yep.
You know, the Rays are hanging in there. They're paying at a 5.45 pace, 12-10. It's early. Red Sox are down a little bit. And the Orioles. The Blue Jays, everybody said they were going to be there. They're 15-8.
Yep.
A lot of good ball players on that team. And
yep.
Dale Petrel, everybody always kind of flutters around the 500 range there. Minnesota is looking better.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Angels. Anaheim out there is looking good. They're playing almost at 700 pace. And what's going on in the world of good old baseball. I want to talk about the National League a little bit. The Mets. It's amazing. The two New York teams are playing at a 700 clip.
Okay, well, you got a minute left.
Okay, I appreciate it, Kathy. Just like to get everybody up to speed. The Dodgers and the Padres both playing well, as well as the Brewers. And the Cardinals are starting to look better this year. Well, as Captain said, just kind of less than a minute now. My name is Patrick Hyland. I help out people with insurance every day. I do the sports show on Sundays. Get out here on with Matt Bundy Wednesday and Fridays. Have a lot of fun talking sports, but I help out people every day with all their insurance needs, and I can be of help to you. I've helped out Matt and some of our friends and a lot of military personnel with their VA benefits as well as their insurance benefits. I've been doing it for over 30 years. I can be of help to you. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Let me know you heard me on Matt's show or on my show. I'd appreciate it. Again, 813-966-1052. If I can be of help to anybody out there, I can save you money or put money back into your Social Security check on Medicare. And also, the insurance rates have changed a lot. I can save you money there and put more money back in your back pocket. So, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052.
And we will see you on... Yep, tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow at Mission Barbecue.
Amen, brother. See you tomorrow at Mission Barbecue.
All right, thank you. Okay, Patrick Highland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback. We have him here Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. All right, real quick before I get to my next caller. Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Check them out. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be 100 Douglas steel or two. And Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that aren't going to do it. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Give her a call at 941-922-2345. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't been keeping score since Mickey went transgender here in Florida and nobody's going to Disney World anymore because we're taking away their tax exemption from 1968, while churches in Florida are paying a stormwater tax and other taxes that they shouldn't be paying. It's a disgrace that churches are paying stormwater and any other tax in the state of Florida where Jesus Christ is Lord, okay, and King and Master, okay? And if you haven't been keeping score, Donald, all right, since we've come out against Mickey going transgender, they pushed a button and they shot a cop at Pinellas Park. Thank God he lived. They shorted the market when Bill Gates put $500 million to short Tesla. So how do you think he knew that? Because he knows the Federal Reserve has done nothing federal about it. And there's 147 richest people in the world. They tipped him off, so he shorted Tesla. And the third thing is they hit a hidden target. Get your concealed carry, be ready, and let's stand up for our Lord and Savior. Stand up for our people in Florida. Let's go.
All righty. Thank you very much, Todd Tampa. Okay. It's a bit of Monday morning bonanza. All kinds of stuff going on this morning. Great segments, great calls, great interviews, great comments in the chat room. We appreciate that. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program. We the people. I'm the captain. I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.